Solutions. Delete problems. Solutions delete problems. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Solutions delete problems. We all have problems in our lives. Most of them, if not all of them, are our own making. We make these problems, we create these problems, and we tell these problems that they are exactly what they should be. Now we can have solutions, and they can delete the problems when we choose to have solutions that are meaningful and significant to us. How do I have solutions that delete problems? Well, the simple thing for me to have solutions that delete problems is to purely and simply recognize that as I look at my life and I call it all good, I immediately have created a solution. As I look at my life and I call it beautiful and wonderful and fantastic, I have already deleted all the problems. I may have a problem with finances, and I say I'm independently wealthy. I choose to have more money in my life. I choose to have more abundance in my life. And then I say, I don't have. Now, there I am creating the problem. There I am not deleting the problem. I am enhancing the problem. Now, what sort of a solution could I have when I would like to have more money? Well, get a better job, have somebody give me some money, all sorts of possible ways. But what is really the solution? The solution to any problem we ever have is to appreciate its fulfillment. Not the problem's fulfillment, but the solution's fulfillment to any problem. So if I have a problem of needing abundance and needing more money, and I think that I don't have it, and of course, then I don't have it, how can I put a solution in motion on that problem to delete it? What sort of things could I do to make myself feel and be wealthy? I always have enough money for all the things I want to do. I always have enough money for all the things I have to do. I always have enough money for food and for housing and for clothing and for things that are necessary. Now, do I spend wisely? Or do I wish for things that really are something that I don't need and don't want? Oftentimes, our problem is not that we don't have something, but it's that we want things that we really don't want. How happy would you be if you had a brand new car? How happy would you be if you had a car that ran very well and that was not necessarily new, but it functioned and it did its job? What's the difference? Well, the difference is, I want that new car. I want that new car because it's so beautiful and so wonderful. We have these attitudes about ourselves, these attitudes that do not appreciate the things that we have. And so even if we got a new car, we would say, I wish I could have even a better car. Just because I got a Ford, I'd like to get a Cadillac. Just because I got a Cadillac, I'd like to get a Bentley or a Rolls Royce or something of that nature. What are you going to do with it? It's not a matter of what are you going to do with it. But we confuse and confront ourselves with these ideas, and we don't really know how to live with them. Have you ever had a Cadillac in your life? And many people will answer yes. Have you ever had a Cadillac in your life, and did it make you feel happy? People who have Cadillacs are not happy because they have Cadillacs. They're happy because they have a nice car. This is something that we could all learn to do. Be happy because we have the fulfillment of what we have and enjoy it. It doesn't have to be the most expensive, the latest, but it can function very well and do what we want. Being happy with what we have, being happy with the things that come our way, being happy with the things that we use and delight in, those are the things that show us just how rich we are. They show us just how wealthy we are. They show us just how important things are in our life. Now, if you were rich, what would you do? You would buy things. If you were rich, you would spend money on objects. If you were rich, or would you? Or would you take your money and invest it in stocks and bonds? Or would you invest your money in the bank? Would you invest it in things that would bring you a return in the long run? Are you thinking in the long run of things? Are you thinking in the solutions of things? How will you handle this further down the way? Will you have the money to take care of the things that you want to do in life? The solutions delete the problems, but the thing is, do we really recognize what sort of solutions we're looking for? Are we looking for solutions that are going to take care of tomorrow, that are going to take care of another experience that we're going to have? Or are we looking at today? Are we looking at today and giving thanks today to ourselves for all of the wonderful things that we have? Do you give thanks when you have good health? Do you say, oh, I have such wonderful health, I'm so thankful, it's so wonderful, I have put the right causes in motion, I have the right ideas in my mind, I have good health? You ever say that? You ever say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is strong and powerful and wonderful, and I'm so happy about it. You ever say, oh, I got a raise. I got more money per hour now, and I'm doing just fine, and I can do all the things I want to do. I can buy that extra loaf of bread. I can do the things I want for my family. Oh, yes. Those are simple little things. They seem meaningless. They seem as though they don't have too much impact upon anything in our life, but they do. They have a great impact on us, on me, on you. When I am able to appreciate what I have, delight in what I have, thrill in what I have, it is the solution for my overall havingness. It is the solution for my overall experience. All the problems disappear when I am living a life of praise and thanksgiving, when I'm living a life of appreciation for all the things that I have, for all the good in my life. Well, there's not too much good in my life, you say. Well, that's right. And there will be even less good in your life if you have that attitude. But if your attitude is, you give thanks for all the things in your life that are a delight, for your good health, for your good friendships, for your good family, for your good body, for your good job, for your all the things in life. Just go on and give thanks and give thanks, not to anything outside of yourself. Give thanks to your own inner genius for having the job, for having the family, for having the abundance. Give thanks to your own inner genius for all these things. And as you do this, this thankfulness to yourself, to the divine in you, to the creative cause in you, which brings all things into your experience, the praise and giving thanks for them causes them to multiply, to grow, to expand, to be more and more wonderful all the time. But it's only when we work with those solutions. And the solution is thankfulness. The solution is appreciation of what you have. The solution is knowing that all is in divine order and you are divine order right now. Claim that for yourself. Know that for yourself. Be that for yourself. Because that is who you are. That is what you are. That is the life that you are. That's the wisdom that you are. That's the genius that you are. Know that now and delight in it. And watch the solution wash away the problems. Being thankful, being thrilled with who and what you are, now and always. Because that is your reality and my reality forevermore. I love you. And have a good and wonderful day.